Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
And we're going to introduce with the difficult topic of failed relationships.
That's true, as we grow up and date sometimes, not all relationships work out in the Hollywood way with love and marriage and a wonderful wedding at the end. Sometimes people do get into a relationship and things don't work out. Sometimes the relationships will break up because both people discover or realize that they're not really happy. And that's actually can be good.
Yeah,
right?
You can do it. There's a right way, a good way to kind of end a relationship. And there's a bad, there are bad ways.
Yeah. And then there's the other times when the relationship has one person who's unhappy, the other person might not be so unhappy. Well, what do you do then? Well, then one person will have to get dumped. One person will have to be the sad one who's told by the other one, you know, I'm not happy. I don't want to go out with you anymore. And the other person, who might think everything's okay, they'd soon discover things are not, and that person just got dumped.
Yeah, now I don't recall being dumped as often as just finding out or being told that the girl I liked wasn't at all interested.
Okay.
I'm much more familiar with the you've got no chance here, sir.
I see.
Than being in a position of then getting dumped afterwards. I have ended one or two relationships in my time. I like to think I've done it in an okay way, but I guarantee that I probably haven't.
That's right. But it's a very difficult thing to do.
Of course,
when you're dumped, your heart is broken. But when you have to dump someone, you have to break someone else's heart. And that's difficult in a different way. But both of them are not easy situations.
So, maybe it's easier if there's someone who can help you. That's what today's article is about. Let's read through it and find out who they are.
Reading.
The Breakup Shop, ending your relationship for you. Breakups are always hard. It's difficult to tell a partner or to be told by one that a relationship is over. However, a new service. You can now hire someone to do the dumping for you. That's the idea behind this unusual new company, the Breakup Shop. It has ended hundreds of relationships since it... in November 2015. The Breakup Shop was created by Canadian brothers Mackenzie and Evan Keast after one of Mackenzie's relationships ended. The woman, Mackenzie, just disappeared from his life without giving him a reason. The brothers believed she didn't have the to end things herself. Shortly after this, they launched their new business. The Breakup Shop's services include sending text messages or emails, which cost about 230 NT dollars. Can also hire the company to send a breakup gift box, which includes cookies and wine glasses, for about 1,865 NT dollars. Though some people find these services strange, the brothers argue that they're helping people in a modern way.
So our article starts with the phrase, breakups are always hard.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not easy to get to that stage. Now this phrase, breakup, we're going to use it quite a lot in this article and in different ways. So as all one word, breakup as a noun, that just means the end of a romantic relationship. We can also split it and make it two words, break up, usually break up with someone. That's the verb way of ending the relationship. It's the action to kind of break up with someone to end your romantic relationship. So noun is one word, phrasal verb, two words.
That's right. And whichever way you're using it, it's not easy. As the article continues, it says it's difficult to tell a partner or to be told by one that a relationship is over. So basically, it's difficult to break up with someone, to be the sort of mean person, or to have someone break up with you, to be on the other end and be the sad person. Either of these situations are not easy. The end of a relationship is difficult for both people. Maybe in different ways, that is true. Relationship, it's a noun, it's a very important word when we're talking about human interaction or partnerships, like being a couple. Relationship is spelled R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N-S-H-I-P. R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N-S-H-I-P. It's a noun. And basically, yes, it's some kind of link or connection between people. You have relationships with your family, with your friends, with your teacher. These are all different types of relationships. The one we're talking about here, we would be using the adjective romantic relationship. Boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife, boyfriend and boyfriend, girlfriend and girl. All those different combinations would be romantic relationships, but you have relationships with lots of people. Mm-hmm. We're not dating, but we do have a relationship. We'd say we have a working relationship,
yes, of course we
on
do.
The job. But all of these are just connections.
Did I just get dumped?
No, don't worry. Okay. Don't worry. You have a lovely, lovely wife. Mm. Anyway, so anytime you have a connection with someone, you have a relationship. For example, Ryan has been in a relationship with Emily for 6 months. Now, we don't have to say romantic there because we know Ryan, we know Emily, we know they're dating, they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay, the article goes on and says, however, so we know breakups are hard,
they
relationships
are hard.
Can end.
They are hard, they do.
However,
yes.
Thanks to a new service, you can now hire someone to do the dumping for you.
What? You can hire someone to break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend? That is terrible, but brilliant. Wow, you can hire someone to break up for you. That is absolutely amazing. Here we understand the word hire. Of course, it's a verb, and it's spelled H-I-R-E, H-I-R-E, very short. But to hire, we understand it to mean give someone a job. You're going to be paying them money, and they're going to be doing work for you. So a company will hire workers if it needs more workers. You can also hire people to do things maybe just for a short time. You might hire a cleaning person or a teacher or a gym coach or someone like that to help you work out. You're basically paying that person money and they're doing work for you. For example, the company is looking to hire some new workers. Now, in my time, I might have hired a cleaning lady sometimes, or you hire someone to help you paint your house.
Yeah, a gardener.
A gardener, absolutely. Hire someone to help teach you things, like a guitar teacher, maybe.
Yeah, Chinese tutor.
But to hire someone to break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend?
Ooh.
That's pretty weird.
That's tough. Now, we also use the slang word dump there in the article.
Breaking up and dump.
Yeah, it's a verb and it's an informal word to mean break up with someone. Now, the actual meaning of dump is to kind of throw something away because you don't want it anymore and to do so in a very careless way. You dump trash, for example, just like, yep, it's gone, it's out of my life. And so dumping a person is breaking up with them usually in a kind of bad, just gone kind of
it's
way.
It's definitely one person who's breaking up and the other person is not enjoying this.
We said that breakups can happen in a good way if two people decide, okay, we have different interests, we're going to end our relationship, we'll go our separate ways and maybe stay friends. That's not dumping or being dumped.
No.
If the girl is just like, get out, I don't want to see you anymore, you know, I've found a much taller, nicer looking guy.
You're dumping me?
Then she's dumping you.
But I love you.
Yeah, she is kicking you out of her life.
I've been dumped.
Throwing you away like yesterday's garbage.
I'm yesterday's trash.
Okay, so that is dump.
That's the idea behind this unusual new company, the Breakup Shop. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what the article says. And yes, this is an unusual company, an unusual business. It's very strange, and that's why we use unusual. It's an adjective, U-N-U-S-U-A-L, U-N-U-S-U-A-L. Something that's usual is something that's normal, typical, regular, not surprising or weird in any way. Something that is unusual is strange. It is not normal, not typical. It's pretty weird, all right? So we can talk about maybe the weather. You know, if it snows in the middle of July in Taiwan, that would be really unusual. Mm-hmm. That would be really strange. And so this business is definitely unusual. For example, we could say it's unusual for Luke not to show up for band practice without telling anyone. He loves band practice, and if he's not going to come, he usually calls. So it's strange, it's unusual for him to not come and to not tell anyone. All right, that is strange. And a business that you pay to break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend is also very strange.
Yep. But it, the business, has ended hundreds of relationships.
Really?
Since it was founded in November 2015.
So 2 years.
2 years ago, ended hundreds of relationships.
Wow.
Now there, remember, we use the word found to mean start a business, start something. Mm. It's different from the past tense word of find, so it's not find, found, found. Found is a verb by itself. It has its own past tense and PP, which is founded, as we used in the article, with the ED on the end. So be careful not to confuse them.
That's right. We can use found to talk about when something starts or where something starts. Mm-hmm. Right? A lot of people know Apple Computers was founded in the, early 70s?
Something like that.
And it was founded in a garage in California. So where it started and when it started.
And even who by.
And it was founded by Steve Jobs and Wozniak and a few other people. Anyways, let's get back to this breakup company. It says, that's what it's called, the Breakup Shop. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the company. The Breakup Shop was created by Canadian brothers Mackenzie and Evan, Evan Keast, after one of Mackenzie's relationships ended. So two brothers from Canada started this business, and they started it because one of the brothers had a relationship end. I guess it was very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought, we could make money doing this. That's kind of evil.
Now, to be fair, though, as I said,
Your
countrymen have a reputation for being very nice and polite.
We are.
And saying sorry.
Yes,
often.
We do. That's true.
And so if I was going to get anybody and pay them to break up and say sorry,
I see.
You know, I'd maybe choose a Canadian to be the one to say it.
Because it's true. We, you know, we'll say sorry for any reason, even if it's not our fault.
So there you go.
Sorry.
Now, it's all right. Let's get on with the article. The woman Mackenzie had been dating just disappeared from his life without giving him a reason.
So he was dumped.
He was dumped.
Wow.
Now, you'll see there, we use the past perfect progressive tense, or past perfect continuous. Mackenzie had been dating this woman, okay? And we use it here because we're talking about a situation that was ongoing in the past, but now it isn't, and some other events in the past have happened since then. So, they were dating, she left, the brothers formed the company, now. Past perfect tense shows the relationship in time between past tense events. So, Mackenzie had this bad relationship, and she just disappeared for no reason.
Well, that happens to everyone, but few people then go from that to saying, I'm going to start a business. But these brothers, they thought about this situation. Why would a woman just disappear and not call you or write you a letter or even send you a message saying, I don't love you, I'm going away? Well, it says the brothers believe she didn't have the courage to end things herself. Well, that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. If you're going to break up with someone, you need courage. You need to be brave because unless you're a really terrible person, you will feel bad. You're going to be breaking someone's heart and you have to be brave to do something so mean to someone like that.
Now, shortly after this, the brothers, launched their new business.
This is very strange.
Well, maybe it's a way to get over the failed relationship.
True.
There you go.
True.
So there we use the word shortly, S-H-O-R-T-L-Y. The L-Y tells us it's an adverb, and shortly means a short time. And it can also be used to mean soon. It just depends on the context. So we will get there shortly, we'll get home soon. But if you use after, it just means a short time. For example, Kelly cooked her dinner shortly after she got home.
That's right. And they said they launched the business shortly after Mackenzie got dumped. When you launch something, it's a verb. It's spelled L-A-U-N-C-H, L-A-U-N-C-H. Basically, it means to start a business, to begin a business, or to begin some kind of project or mission or plan or something like that. We can, of course, launch certain types of vehicles. You launch a rocket or you launch a boat by pushing it out into the water. But that's the beginning of the rocket or the boat's journey. So we can also use it to talk about beginning something for the first time.
So let's look at what the breakup shop can do for you.
How do they make money doing
this? It says the breakup shop's services include sending text messages or emails, which cost about $230 NT.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cheap.
I thought you were going to say Canadian dollars.
No,
that would be $230 NT
for a breakup text or email.
Wow, that's like the price of two cups of coffee from Starbucks or something like that. But I have to say, breaking up by text or email, that's not the best
not good.
Way to do it. Yeah, so breaking up by text message or email, not the nicest way. But if you're going to do it face-to-face, you need lots of courage. That's why people might use email or text message. Email, everyone knows, is when you send an electronic letter, an email using, you know, Gmail or Yahoo Mail, something like that. What's a text message? Very, very similar. Of course, it's a noun, we should say. It's two words, text, T-E-X-T, and message, M-E-S-S-A-G-E, T-E-X-T, M-E-S-S-A-G-E. Basically, it's when you send a message using your phone and not using email or something like that. So it's an SMS or a Line or a WhatsApp or a WeChat. All of those things are different forms of text message. For example, my grandmother doesn't have a smartphone, so I sent her a text message to say I would be late home. That was the older type of text message, but it's all sent through a computer. Or, sorry, a phone.
That's the bad way.
Yeah, I'd have to say, you know, meeting the person in a coffee shop, that's the right way, but it takes courage.
Okay.
A phone call, talking to them, you still have to hear them cry or yell at you. That's not so bad. Text message, email?
That's low.
That's not brave.
But
you don't have a lot of courage there.
That's not all the breakup shop will do.
Oh, okay.
So that is a text or email, but customers can spend more for a fancier breakup. The article says customers can also hire the company to send a breakup gift box, which includes cookies and wine glasses for about $1,865 NT. Now, there's no mention of any wine, you just seem to get the glasses, but with the cookies and these special gifts, maybe that makes it easier to feel better about being broken up with? I don't know.
Okay.
Somewhere in that region.
So
okay.
It's sort of like, I'm sorry I'm breaking up with you, but here's some snacks.
And some alcohol to make you feel
make
better.
You feel better.
Or forget about me easier. Okay, well, maybe they'll do that. Mm-hmm. So there are options.
Yeah, and it says, though some people find these services strange, people like me and I'm sure Pat, so some people do find this whole idea or this whole service or this whole business strange, the brothers argue that they are helping people in a modern way. All right, so the brothers argue. Here we're using argue. Of course, it's a verb. It's spelled A-R-G-U-E, A-R-G-U-E. Here we're using argue, though, not in its normal way. When you argue with someone normally, you're like having a fight, but using words. I disagree. I'm angry with you. So you're kind of talking back and forth in an angry or upset way using words. But here, when we use argue, we're basically saying, this is my idea. This is what I think. You might think something different, and I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm going to try to change your mind and make you believe me. It's kind of like debate. You might have seen that word, D-E-B-A-T-E. When you have a different idea, different point of view, and you talk about it, not because you're angry, but just because you strongly believe different things. So we might say, this is a terrible idea, you're so mean to people. And they say, no, actually, we're doing something difficult in a nice way for people who can't do it properly.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, the example sentence for argue, James argued that the movie was not as good as the book it was based on. He's not angry, he just strongly believes this.
Okay, well, that is the end of the article.
Wow.
It's an unusual job, but
it is.
Someone, as they say, someone's got to do it.
That's right, they've been doing it for 2 years.
Yep. And now it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So, the question, as you're probably not surprised to hear, is would you pay someone like this shop? Would you pay someone to end a relationship for you? Why or why not?
That is so interesting. Well, I'd be nervous to do it because I try to be a nice guy. But now I know that there's a service like this, I might be interested in trying it. Maybe I'd wait until a friend had tried it. And see how his girlfriend or boyfriend reacted before I tried it myself.
To the service.
But then again, everyone's different.
Yeah, I mean, if you were kind of, you know, let's say, for argument, that your significant other who you want to break up with is, you know, they're going to be really crazy about it, maybe you might feel safer, but it's still, to me, it's still a kind of the coward's way.
Yeah.
So I will say no, I would not send somebody to do my dirty work for me.
That's right.
If I'm going to do it, I'll do it badly my way.
There you go. And I think that's the honorable thing to do. That's
doing it badly.
No, well, just doing it yourself. It's your mess. You should face it.
Make it worse.
And you should take all the problems and all the anger and all the shouting that comes back at you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
All the guilty look, or the look of, like, you will die at my hands kind of look.
That look, too. Maybe that wine bottle will come flying back
at
you. Yeah,
don't bring any wine into it. Those things can hurt. Okay.
No.
So, yeah, no, I wouldn't do it. Would you? Maybe you think it might be an easier way. Maybe you think it might just solve a few problems for you. Who knows? But that's all we've got time for. Thanks for watching For English For You. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Breakup Shop. Ending your relationship for you. Breakups are always hard. It's difficult to tell a partner or to be told by one that a relationship is over. However, thanks to a new service, you can now hire someone to do the dumping for you. That's the idea behind this unusual new company, The Breakup Shop. It has ended hundreds of relationships since it was founded in November 2015. The Breakup Shop was created by Canadian brothers Mackenzie and Evan Keast after one of Mackenzie's relationships ended. The woman Mackenzie had been dating just disappeared from his life without giving him a reason. The brothers believe she didn't have the courage to end things herself. Shortly after this, they launched their new business. The Breakup Shop's services include sending text messages or emails, which cost about NT$230. Customers can also hire the company to send a breakup gift box, which includes cookies and wine glasses, for about NT$1,865. Though some people find these services strange, the brothers argue that they're helping people in a modern way.
Vocabulary Review.
Relationship. Steve and Beth have been in a relationship for a year and are deeply in love. Hire. The company is planning to hire 3 new workers this month. Unusual. This is a very unusual problem. I'm not sure I know how to solve this. Shortly. Shortly after he finished his lunch, Neil went home and took a nap. Text message. Sharon replied to her friend's text message on her phone. Argue. Not everyone agrees with the mayor's plans, but she argues that they will improve the city.